Okay. I kind of screwed up a little bit. I'm playing a bunch of stuff out of sequence, but it doesn't really matter because it's all really great. And I think you'll enjoy it just the same. I'm the only one who can really tell. But yeah, we did hear a couple by Devo. We heard Uncontrollable Urge. We heard Jocko Homo. Then we heard a couple by Pirubu, Modern Dance, and the Pirubu Dance Party. Hope you guys were dancing to those. And then we heard Rocket from the Tombs doing Frustration, the Dead Boys doing Sonic Reducer. Behind me is Death of Samantha doing Blood and Shaving Cream. And coming up right next, right next now, is the Cramps doing Goo Goo Muck. Around, we're doing some time shifting like they do in the movies. You know, you see these movies these days and they keep showing all these one scene after another out of sequence and you're trying to figure out what's happening and what happened and what will happen. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we played a bunch of new stuff. Devo, Pirubu. It's not new. Might be new to you guys. It's not new to me. And behind me is Johnny and the Hurricanes. Oh, doing Time Bomb. This is a Goulardi special. Okay, I got to backtrack now because it was a bunch of stuff from the AM radio back in the day that I wanted to play that was meaningful to me, and it would have fit in a little earlier on the show. But we're going to do it right now, and we're right about a little past the halfway point. We are going to fill up 2 hours, guaranteed, here on Time Won't Let Me. That's why we call the show Time Won't Let Me. It's one of the reasons. And this is DJ Barrister, and this is Radio Valencia. The transmission in the mission, www.radiovalencia.fm. And here comes some more cool stuff. What about now? We'll be right back.
I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the express. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow now between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock noon, it's the Scott Fritton Show on Color Channel 14. I'll never forget the first day Scott came to town. There we were standing at the corner of 9th and Euclid downtown, and he says to me,
"This is Cleveland. This is my city. My city is the home of millions of people. It's the scream of a police siren, perhaps on a mission of mercy. My city is the sight of automobiles bumper to bumper on the shoreway in the afternoon. My city is the flag waving in the misty air atop the terminal tower. It's a quiet residential district in Seven Hills. The reverence of a tall steeple church in Shaker Heights. It's the flashing, flickering neon lights moving like molten lava through my city at night. And my city makes news. In fact, that's my job. I'm Bruce Charles, WHK News Reporter. You hear the news of my city on the nonstop news watch from WHK Action Central.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. And you know I love.
bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spots to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Express they call the Big O. She hauls Lawson's fresh squeezed orange juice non-stop from Florida. Roll on, Big O. Get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours. Now the oranges ripen in the Florida sun. Sweet on the tree they stay. Then they pick them and they squeeze just as quick as you please. And the Big O leaves the same day. Roll on, Big O. Get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours. Now one man sleeps while the other man drives on the non-stop Lawson run. And the cold, cold juice in the tank truck caboose stays as fresh as the Florida sun. Roll on, Big O. Get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours. Get that juice up to Lawson's.
All right, let's bring it down a little bit. Okay, that last bunch of tunes, none of those bands are actually technically from Cleveland, but they're all part of the soundtrack of my life. You couldn't get away from any of those songs when I was a kid. And when I say those songs, I mean Expressway to Your Heart by Soul Survivors, The Vogues doing 5 O'Clock World, Ides of March doing Vehicle. All those about driving. They're all about 5 o'clock world. To me, means that's when the city shut down. Everybody that worked downtown, the gates would come down in front of their stores. They'd get in their Cadillacs and they'd drive the hell out of town. And then the people that actually lived there would take over. it was kind of a tough neighborhood. My first job in the city in San Francisco, I mean, sorry, when I was in Cleveland, I went off to Mexico for a semester, came back and got my first job in the music business working at Prospect Records at 36th and Prospect. And I had the job of, first I was doing returns. I mean, you know, first I was doing deliveries, then I smashed the guy's car and I wound up at the warehouse doing returns that summer. And that was a tough neighborhood, folks. I mean, there were literally hookers walking up and down in front of Prospect Records. And I was in the back sorting out 45s the entire summer. So anyway, I don't know why I had to mention that. But anyways, because this is even before that. These are songs that are already ingrained in my brain. After the Vogues, we heard Ides of March. After Ides of March, we heard the Grassroots doing Midnight Confession. Then we heard the Jaggers doing The Rapper. Jaggers were actually, I think it was Donny Iris was in the Jaggers. They were technically from Pittsburgh or from Pennsylvania, but close enough. They were part of the soundtrack. And what a weird song, The Rapper. This guy would rap to girls, I guess, and impress the hell out of them. Sounds to me like he was a stalker, and he would never get away with that today. And then after that was the Small Faces doing Ichigo Park. And the reason I played that is when Ian McLagan performed, he did this show in the tavern at the Beachland Ballroom, and he would talk in between songs and tell stories. And he said, "Well, Ichigo Park was a pretty big song for the small faces." But in Cleveland, it was number one for 4 weeks in a row on Top 40 Radio. It was a smash. And I had to play that, too, because it's the voice of Steve Marriott. Steve Marriott, after Small Faces, was the lead singer in Humble Pie. Humble Pie might as well have lived in Cleveland. They played there all the time. I must have seen them six times without even trying. They were just everywhere. We loved Humble Pie. Okay, so then we heard the Lawsons, Big O. They love their, tank cars full of orange juice. Well, they love the song about it. Lawson's was a local convenience store, kind of like a 7-Eleven, but I guess you go in there to get fresh squeezed OJ. I don't know about that. But yeah, and it comes up in a truck. The cold, cold juice in the tank car caboose. It's in the last car on the train. Okay, but we all love that one. Behind me, Sonny Stitt doing Cleveland Blues. All 11 and a half minutes of it. It's giving me plenty of time to talk. So we're going to play a few more things that are not from Cleveland, but kind of like Cleveland. Actually, a bunch of things that are from Cleveland. Okay, I take it back. Here, I was going to go right into this thing, because this is Bobby Womack. This is kind of about my neighborhood that I was talking about where I was working. This is actually across 110th Street. It's not even about Cleveland. But Bobby Womack was. And so were the OJs. And so was the Joe Jeffrey Group. And so was a bunch of stuff I'm about to play. So here we go. We're going to go a little bit on the soul and funk side of Cleveland for the next bunch of tunes. We're hurrying along like we always do. So, yeah, that's Bobby Womack. One of the great blaxploitation songs of all time.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out
I could honestly say, too, Curtis Mayfield was part of the soundtrack of my life, even though he was from Philadelphia also. Okay, anyway, let's keep going with the OJs and Joe Jeffrey Group doing one of my favorite songs, and then Friends of Distinction, the Daz Band doing Let It Whip, Whip It Good, David Porter doing a cover of Hang On Sloopy, oh my God, and then a few other funny things that you'll enjoy, I think. Here we go.
Have you ever seen or heard of a girl like my Sloopy? Don't it make you wanna look some more? Don't it make you wanna try to find what I got? Don't it make you think about if you had somebody like this? I tell you, I got a real good thing, and I don't care what they call my baby.
All right. That was pretty cheesy. The version of All By Myself by Eric Carmen, the lead singer of Raspberries. He did some pretty lame stuff on his own. And we have another one coming up that's even better. We got Precious and Few by Climax. Sonny Gerasi from The Outsiders. My band. The band that that plays my theme song, Sonny Gerasi. This one goes out to the Gerasis, the family that had the best pizza parlor on the east side of Cleveland. I'll meet you at Gerasi's if we ever hook up and go to Cleveland. Meet me there. Hold on, what's this now? Okay, let's just get ready. Oh, I should say what we played. The OJs did Love Train. I would have played Money, but once Money became the theme song to fucking The Apprentice. I mean, the OJs wanted nothing to do with Donald Trump and The Apprentice, but they used it anyhow. They had nothing to say about it, so I can't blame them. But I won't play that one. I played Love Train. And then I played the Joe Jeffrey Group doing My Pledge of Love. That's a Cleveland artist. Friends of Distinction, Grazing in the Grass. I like their version, the vocal version they do as much as the Hugh Masekela version. The reason I played Friends of Distinction, though, is because they were managed by Jim Brown, the greatest football player in the history of the world, who only played 8 years because he wanted to become a Hollywood actor. It disappointed a lot of people. He could have played 8 more, as far as I'm concerned. After that, we played the Daz Band doing Let It Whip. And then we played David Porter doing his version of Hang On Sloopy. And then there's a couple other pretty soft things I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play Precious and Few, and then I'm going to play Morning After by Maureen McGovern, the theme song from Poseidon Adventure. But I'm not going to play all of it. Just a little flavor, just so you can catch. Because they're relatively important to the history of Cleveland music. So anyway, here we go.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share.
Okay, that's probably enough of that. Here's another one. Maureen McGovern now.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine.
When your boat's under, flipped over upside down, underwater. Anyway, let me see if I can find where I left off. Hold on, this will take a little tricky. Here we go, ready? Okay, we only have 20 minutes left, so I'm really jamming now to get a whole bunch of stuff in there. I'm talking over some pretty good songs. Sorry, Joe. But anyway, let's keep moving along. This is the Ponytails. They're kind of a late 50s, early 60s girl group from Cleveland. Here we go.
That you won't date. Why was I born too late?
28 degrees, our street level temperature outside in Cleveland, and it's guest star time.
Whenever my mommy does her housework, she always listens to the music on color radio. She's always listening to WHK in our house. My mommy says it's the thing to do.
On Color Channel 14 Cleveland, here's a hot prospect for the Tigers of Warrensville Heights High School.
Take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the happy home with trees. neighbors who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes and they're cutting to take me away.
I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes.
This is the theme song from The Barnaby Show. Barnaby. Every day. We had Barnaby, we had Captain Penny, we had Woodrow the Woodsman, we had Franz the Toymaker. We had the best TV show hosts. You know, Captain Penny every day would play the Three Stooges and remind everybody that you can fool some of the people sometimes, and you can fool all the people sometimes, and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool Mom. She's pretty smart, she's pretty nice. And don't hit little brother in the head with a hammer. The Three Stooges are professionals. They know what they're doing. But no. Barnaby was much more passive. He and his invisible parrot, Long John, the invisible parrot, they used to play real weird stuff. Hercules cartoons and stuff like that. This reminds me of the music that they play in the hospital. The Jack Nietzsche stuff from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. This should relax everybody. I'm relaxed. Anyway, we only have 10 minutes left, and I have a bunch of stuff to play. I'm not going to let this play too much longer, but wow, huh? Does that bring back memories for some of you? Okay, let's try this.
Hello? Yo, what's up, Girl Talk? This is your good pal, schematic recording artist from the Hearts of Darkness. Hey, what's going on? Word on the street is that you use the same sample as Kid 606 on this upcoming track. What's up with that? What sample?
This is Girl Talk. Girl Talk was a guy in Cleveland who made records with hundreds of uncleared samples. He was a hero to all the copyright infringers out there. But this one was particularly interesting.
Shake that ass, did you let me see what you got? Shake that ass, did you let me see what you got?
Let's not. This is another one they played on Big Chuck and Houlihan. Whistling Jack Smith. Doing I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman. Interesting title.
Two, three, two, three, got you. One, two.
Look around, you'll see. Looks like you. Looks like you.
sugar-free Cotton Club. Get together with Cotton Club.
Come on, come over. Come on over. Come on over.
Hi, this is Rick Case with the best deal you'll ever get on a brand new moped.
I see you in the USA on a C. Miller Chevrolet.
It's only $89 a month at Instant Chevrolet.
That's Morales. Oh, what a great, great guy. He'll save you money on that Chevy ride.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Geauga Lake. Nice to get to some real music again. Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Leo Smooth.
You know, those advertisements, C. Miller and Rick Hayes and Sunday Sunday, oh my God, brings back memories. The radio and the TV, they were great in Cleveland when I was a kid. We still have 6.5 minutes left. A couple real good ones coming up. I got the Silvertones, got it. I got Phil Upchurch. Got a Budweiser commercial on WHK. By the way, the WHK stuff, that was Johnny Holiday. I might have played Mad Daddy or Wavy Gravy or one of the WJW shock jocks from back in the 50s. They were so important and they were so influential on Goulardi and on the Cramps and on all the stuff that I love. But that's enough for a whole other show some other time. Just enough time to get in a few more things. I'll shut up. Okay, this is the Silvertones doing Got It. That last one was Jackson and the Jackals. Umi Lighty. I don't know if I pronounced that wrong.
Hey,
your Buckeye buddy Johnny Holiday in our platter paddle 7 o'clock. What can I do for you?
How about playing something different?
That?
Haven't you ever heard beer being brewed before?
You're kidding. What kind of beer?
Budweiser, of course. You wanted something different, didn't you? Listen to this. That was choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt being blended to make Budweiser.
Go on.
This is the Philip Church combo doing You Can't Sit Down. And we're going to close out. We have 1 minute left, and we're going to hear a little bit of Glass Harp.
Doing, what's the name of this song?
Can You See Me? Oh, this is big in Cleveland. And this is how we're going to end our show, so I'm going to say goodnight now, and we're just going to ride this out, okay? Ready?